These are the headline stories from newspapers of Elgin 100 years ago. The Elgin Area Historical Society presents them, and I'm Larry Drayfall. These were the headline stories of May 3, 1918. Diplomas will be handed out to 165 young men and women as Elgin High School graduates its largest class in history. 156 will have completed the four-year high school program, and the balance have completed special two-year courses. More than half the graduates have indicated their intent to continue their education in college, universities, or technical institutions. Final plans for the commencement are still being completed. Three men will be offered diplomas: Jay Helms in the 340th Aero Squadron in Michigan, and George Van Nostrand and Danette Carpenter, also in service to Uncle Sam. Kaiser Wilhelm was told this was the answer to his invasion of Belgium. His charge that the U.S. was too busy chasing dollars to have ideals, his efforts to tell American ships what colors they must fly and where they can go. "This is Elgin's answer," declared Orator Frank W. Shepard to the Kaiser's high explosives and low intrigue. "Elgin has more than responded to every call for men, money, and supplies from our government, the challenge to democracy made by the Kaiser," Shepard added. The unfurling of the honor flag in Fountain Square was concluded with "America" being played by the Elgin National Watch Band and a recitation of "As the Flag Passes By." With the goal of the third Liberty Loan campaign met, the committee has set a new goal of $900,000 for the drive. The Elgin chapter of the Red Cross has a new goal too, 500 sweaters. The yarn needed to complete the 500 items is on its way. Now the local chapter needs needles and hands to complete the goal by June. The banner headline of the paper indicated the U.S. Army would number 2,300,000 by July 1st and was counterpoint to the news of the exemption of 14 men by the local draft board. Most were exempted due to dependent situations or for industrial service. These are the headlines of newspapers 100 years ago in Elgin, brought to you courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. Visit the Elgin History Museum at 360 Park Street, Elgin.